رسول الله
صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن ولاه. أما بعد, may they respect the brothers, sisters in Islam. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continue our class of the error and mistakes people found themselves in the Hajj and Umrah, like making this mistake and errors. And our job, alhamdulillah, inshallah ta'ala, to correct this, inshallah, and to guide, the Sharia guide us for everything, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Aye. As we say, the Sa'i and us between the Safa and Marwa, that is the area we reach from last week. Sa'i between the Safa and Marwa. This is wajib. Wajib is meaning obligatory, or this is option. We need to know where we are from this. Because some people, they make tawaf around the Kaaba. Then after that, they said, Allah is the one who gives us option in the ayah. According to the ayah, Surah Al-Baqarah, if you read it without knowledge, it seems a translation that's option. To make Sa'i between the Safa and Marwa. Ya Sheikh Mustafa, we finish the tawaf around the Kaaba in Hajj and also in Umrah. If this is wajib to go between the Safa and Marwa, or this is the option? Because if you read this ayah, as we're going to study the ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah, it is the option. According to the translation here. Let we see inshallah ta'ala what Allah he need from us. I start inshallah ta'ala number one. In the page you have inshallah ta'ala, Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number two, ayah number 158. Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number two, ayah number 158. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ إِنَّ الصَّفَى وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ فمن حج البيت أو اعتمر فلا جناح عليه أن يطوف بهما ومن تطوع خيرا فإن الله شاكر عليم.
Indeed, As-Safa and Al-Marwa are among the symbols of Allah. So whoever makes Hajj to the house and performs Umrah, there is no blame upon him for walking between them.
Repeat this again. Huh? Concentrate, brother Famud. Can concentrate. See what Allah says in the ayah. Huh? There is what?
There is no blame upon him for walking between them.
There is no blame upon him to walk in between the Safa and Marwa. You cannot take that many time I said before. Translation in the Quran doesn't give you the tafsir. Translation in English, in French, in Spanish, whatever is, they make translation according to the ayah. But the tafsir in Quran has a totally different meaning. Therefore, all the time we are commanded to know the tafsir, not to go according to translation. According to here, there is no blame upon him to walk between the Safa, no blame. That means you are free. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. According to the translation here, continue.
And whoever volunteers good, then indeed Allah is appreciative and knowing.
So in the end of the ayah, in the end of this ayah, فَلَا جَنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَطَّوَّفَ. There is no blame upon him to go walk between the Safa and Marwa. There is no blame. But Allah said in the second part of the ayah, وَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, there is no blame upon him for walking between them. And whoever volunteers good, whoever volunteers good, then indeed Allah is appreciative and knowing. That's what the ayah said. طيب. It is wajib after you finish the tawaf around the Kaaba. If this is obligatory to go between Safa and Marwa, that's a question. Ulama are divided to two groups. The first group, they said it is wajib. It is obligatory to go between Safa and Marwa. Who's among this group? Among this group, he will be a great scholars in Islam. Hadrat Abdullah ibn Umar, Hadrat Jabir ibn Abdullah, Sahaba, Aisha Ummul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anha ardaha, Al-Hasan, the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Malik, rahimahullah, Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, Al-Imam al-Thawri, rahimahullah, he said, whoever left walking between Safa and Marwa, he has to sacrifice an animal. Upon him will be animal to sacrifice goat or lamb. Who said it is an option? Because who said that? Abdullah ibn Abbas. And Ibn Abbas is the turjuman of Quran. He said, no, Allah says in the ayah, I did that. فَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ whoever volunteer, he said that this is the word in the ayah, whoever volunteer good, then indeed Allah appreciative and knowing. That's Ibn Abbas. And who said that? It was Ibn Abbas. He's a student. Most of the tafsir al-Quran, Mujahid. Mujahid is a student of Ibn Abbas. Tawus is a student of Ibn Abbas. Ikrima is a student of Ibn Abbas. Ibn Abbas is the biggest scholars. Where we are from this? Shall we consider it? It is a wajib. You must go for Safa and Marwa, between the Safa and Marwa, or it is the option. Supposedly you make the tawaf around the Kaaba 7 times and you break 2 rak'ah and you go home. And you did not make Safa and Marwa. Is your Umrah or Hajj will be accepted? That's the question we need. If you need to know, let's take in our shelf, inshallah ta'ala, to the second number 2 in the ayah here, number 2. To read this, inshallah ta'ala, narrated from Ibn Dinar, rahimahullah, and let me say exactly what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. حَدَّسَنَا سُفْيَان عَنْ عَمْرُ ابْن دِنَار رضي الله عنه وارضاه قال سألنا ابن عمر, we ask ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما, عن رجل طاف بالبيت في عمرة ولم يطف بين الصفا والمروة أيأتي امرأته؟ فقال قدم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فطاف بالبيت 7 وصلى خلف المقام 2 وطاف بين الصفا والمروة 7 وقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. قال وسألنا جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما فقال لا يقربنها حتى يطوف بين الصفا والمروة. Hadith al-Bukhari 395-396. Let's see the translation.
We asked Ibn Umar whether a man who had performed the tawaf of the Kaaba but had not performed the tawaf between Safa and Al-Marwa yet was permitted to have sexual relations with his wife.
So that's the question. Because as you know, after we finish tawaf, Sheikh Mustafa around the Kaaba 7 times, and we pray the 2 rak'ah, and we did not perform, somebody come out from the masjid, no Safa, no Marwa. They ask, actually, Abdullah ibn Umar, can he touch, because you will be allowed to touch your wife to go to the hotel and to touch your wife after you cut, you shave, or you make your hair short. Other way, it will be haram for you, and the Umrah is never gonna accept it from you. And if you touch your wife, you have to sacrifice an animal. That is the question. Can you touch your wife without Safa and Marwa? That's our question here, and that's our dalil. Go ahead.
He replied, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived at Mecca and circumambulated the Kaaba 7 times and then offered a 2-rakah prayer behind Maqam Ibrahim and then performed the tawaf between As-Safa and Al-Marwa 7 times. And verily, in Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have a good example. And we asked Jabir bin Abdullah the same question, and he replied, he should not go near her till he has finished.
Who's the heir? That's with the wife.
He should not go near her till he has finished the going tawaf between As-Safa and Al-Marwa.
Allah! Allah! So when Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma came and he said it's the options. No, Jabir ibn Abdullah, do you have an idea, my brother, before I continue? Who described the Hajj of the Prophet ﷺ from all the Sahaba? Jabir ibn Abdullah. When you open Sahih Muslim, you find step by step, like Jabir ibn Abdullah, he has a camera. Go step by step with Rasulullah to describe his Hajj and Umrah. He's the only companion to describe the Hajj and Umrah, the steps of the Hajj, the ceremony of the Hajj and Umrah, Jabir ibn Abdullah. So Jabir ibn Abdullah, he asked this clearly. You have a great example with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we have companion and Rasulullah, which one we have to take it, Brother Yunus? Okay. Do you have, it's like companion say something, and Rasulullah said something else. Which one you gonna take it? طيب, Abu Hanifa said something, and Rasulullah said something else. Do you have idea amongst us today, our group? A lot. Ask me. Because I go all over the 5 boroughs, teaching by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of people, you tell them, here is Rasulullah. I said, no, I follow Abu Hanif.
Oh, my grandmother sometimes.
Huh?
Sometimes they even say, my grandmother is doing this, my grandmother is doing that.
Absolutely. Imam Malik say something, and Rasulullah, لا يا أخي, لقد كان لكم, Allah says in the Quran, Raza Famud, لقد كان لكم في رسول الله, أسوة حسنة. Everything based to the word, because the Prophet, he's the one who teach all of us. So when Ibn Abbas say the option, with full respect, he's a great alim. But that's how, why Ibn Abbas say the option? It is volunteers. Because from Sahabi one companion to the other companion, they understood differently. When we have a statement between me and the Brother Kiba today, Brother Kiba could take it in his own way. And Sheikh Mustafa, he take it in his own way. So we are different to understand the Sharia. So the Faisal, the sharp sword here will be who? فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ. And if you dispute in any kind of matter in Islam, refer it to who? Allah and who? And the messengers. And the messenger today, subhanAllah, you tell the people in the gap, in the salah, close the gap. Said, no, you have to leave 5 inches between you and your brother. Ya akhi Rasulullah, he said, سد الفرج, close the gap. ولا تدع خلوة للشيطان, don't leave gap for the shaitan to go through. But until today, for 30 years, telling the people, and they refuse it. Because they grow up with culture. Grow up with culture. ولا حول لا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. Imam Malik, the especially the respected brother in Africa, he said exactly some of them, they pray and their two hands in the two sides. Yeah, what Rasulullah did, he said, no, I saw. Imam Malik, he said, you have to put your two hands in the two sides. Do not put the right hand over the left hand in the salah. Tell what you get. It is true. Yes, it's happened. But you need to study the Sharia. Imam Malik, in the end of his life, they torture him. They torture Imam Malik, rahimahullah. People came and separated his two arms from his body. So in the end of his life, he couldn't raise his two hands to put the right hand over the left hand, because he refused to judgment, to be a judge. So they torture him, the Khalifa torture him, and they make an order to separate his two arms from, he couldn't raise. But if you go into the Muwatta, the most famous book for Imam Malik, he said, Amarana, our beloved one, command us to put the right hand over the left hand. But he couldn't do it. If you cannot do it, Sheikh Hamoud, so it's a Sharia permit you, give you ruqsa. Somebody is not able to pray from a standing position. Can he pray from sitting position? Yes. Somebody is not able to pray from sitting position. Sick person and they lay down. Can he pray or not? Yes. Some people actually urinated, as we mentioned in the questions. He's not controlling his urine. And he has control it. Can we tell him, you don't need to wait to pray?
No.
Okay, what we have to do? Sharia came. Even, do you have an idea? Da'ula Masaid. Ibn Usaymin, Ibn Baz, Hamadullah. Somebody come and he's not able to control the urine at all. Many people enter the salah and the urine came out from them. If you ask Brother Kiba, their salah is accepted. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. If you ask Sheikh Mustafa, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. La, he pray even if the urine come out from him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him, because he's what? He's what? Can we put him and we put the sword on exactly in his neck? He's your salah. Who are you? Permit him, but we have to tell him, actually, we are a diaper. The woman who has the menses for the second time, we are my beloved sister, you have to put like something like a diaper to hold the blood. Who, even if the blood is running, she pray or not? Yes, she has to pray. But she has to